welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we'll be having a big fixture preview for all of this weekend's matches, fingers crossed, in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, as we'll be joined by Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. We're also going to be catching up with a few managers this week. We're going to be hearing from the Worksop Town boss, Craig Parry, his counterpart at Morpeth Town, another Craig Lynch, and we're also going to be hearing from Ian Deacon, manager of Ilkeston Town. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show for a bit of a results roundup from all of last weekend's matches in the league. It's a big welcome back to the show to social media officer. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I think that might be the best intro I've done in a while. Tell, I've had a coffee. So, results from Saturday, the 20th of January. There was going to be a midweek game. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was Whitby against, it might have been Matlock. Apologies if I've got that wrong. But whatever the case, was that correct? Memory. Yeah. That game was postponed due to weather. And obviously, the weather was horrendous for a lot of teams last weekend. And, well, fair play. Seven games from the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, from Saturday afternoon. Where should we start? I think there's only one place we could start. Let's go to the Moss Rose. It was going to take a lot for this game to get postponed due to the facilities at the Moss Rose. Over 4,000 fans in attendance in Cheshire to see a barnstorming game. Macclesfield 2-1 up heading into the final half hour of the game. Jordan Hume scoring two further goals to add to his first half goal to take a hat-trick and to take all 3 points for Radcliffe. Quite a game of football, this one, James, between these two teams.
Yeah, it was indeed. I mean, this was a very, very even game until the last 10, 15 minutes. There was a red card up towards the end of the first half where Tunde Oluwabi was sent off. It was a massive game for both sides, particularly how results went elsewhere on the afternoon as well. Macclesfield kind of needed that, but I think it just sustained the title race a little bit. Without 16 points adrift of top spot at the moment in time. Radcliffe, 8 points clear. It's starting to get to the point where it's potentially Radcliffe's to lose. Mm. But I'm going to say the same thing, the same every season. Remember Charlie that year.
I mean, to be fair, though, you keep mentioning Charlie year on year. We have these discussions. You mentioned this last year with South Shields, but we have to remember Charlie did end up winning the league. It did get a lot closer, obviously, but they did end up winning it. And like you say, Radcliffe down to seventh place. Macclesfield, it's now 16 points. Macclesfield, incidentally, 3 points now outside the playoffs after last week's results. But Radcliffe have got an 8-point lead over Warrington Rylands. Radcliffe have also got two games in hand. It was a seismic weekend. Warrington Rylands themselves had a very tough game away at Borough Park. We covered it last week with Mark Carruthers. Workington's home form has been pretty solid. Warrington Rylands, a 2-2 draw. They did come from 2-0 down, though. So I think if you ask who's the happier of the two managers, I think it'd be Michael Clegg, but I'm pretty sure he would have wanted 3 points.
Especially, again, as we mentioned before, with the Macclesfield-Radcliffe result, it's a big weekend. But for Warrington Rylands, I think it is a point salvaged. Worth mentioning as well, as we go through the goal scorers for the afternoon, obviously with the transfer of Jonathan Margetts, a lot of the top five, top six in the Golden Boot race took a massive step forward because there was quite a lot of hat-tricks this weekend. But for Workington, obviously, the fantastic home record at this moment, but it is worth mentioning, they've only had one win out of 11. Rylands have got a few more favourable fixtures coming up in the next few weeks, but it's one of them we've got to just try and look at cementing second place and maybe push towards Radcliffe to the title a little bit if they can do.
Yeah, well, the 7 points inside the playoffs as well, we have to say, which is a very good position. Second in the league, 4 points ahead of the next team we need to talk about. That's Marine. Marine, it's now 3 straight wins in the league. The latest, a 7-1 victory at Irongate against Bamber Bridge. Bobby Grant scoring a hat-trick, like you said. I mean, I know Bobby Grant's joined the race for the Golden Boot a bit late in the day, but he's giving it a good go, isn't it, since arriving at Marine. So Marine, they're motoring all of a sudden.
Yeah, 3 straight wins at the same time. And just worth mentioning for Bobby Grant, obviously coming back into the Northern Premier League, 5 goals in 3 games. So he's having a little bit of a laugh there about the Golden Boot. You know, he could remember what he was like the season as a player manager. He was leading the Golden Boot race with 20 goals, I think up to February, March time as well. So, Marine, yeah, I think that's now, what, 14 goals in 3 games.
Yeah, 3 points inside the playoffs at the moment. They're tied on 45 points with Hyde United, though. Hyde United, the unbeaten run continues. I mean, this is a brilliant run that Hyde are on at the moment. A 5-0 win at Ewan Fields. Luis Alessandro scoring a hat-trick in this game. Like you mentioned earlier, another player scoring a hat-trick. Hyde United putting Bradford Park Avenue to the sword there on Saturday.
10 unbeaten now for Hyde United at this moment in time. And Alexander's on scoring form himself. I think he's up to double figures. Bradford Park on you, I think it's a bit of an off afternoon because we have seen some good performances of them quite recently. They've still got a game in hand against Batesford and Stafford Rangers, but it's starting to feel Bradford Park. I mean, you've got to start getting some results somewhere.
Yeah, we'll cover off the relegation places shortly and how that all looks. But for Hyde United, that's 13 goals scored in three matches, just one goal conceded, and that was against Marine three matches or so ago. And ordinarily, you know, you're talking about Marine's barnstorming victory, Hyde United's brilliant victory there, you get the managers on. But we had Neil Young and Nick Spoon on the show last week, which makes those victories even the more remarkable. The MPL show curse never even entered the conversation. Brilliant. But that takes us to our first interview on this week's show, and to Worksop Town. Worksop Town with a 2-0 win over Stafford Rangers on Saturday, James. And that's Worksop Town getting back to winning ways after that defeat to Ilkeston. We'll be hearing from Craig Parry in a second. But as a result of that victory there, as a result of Macclesfield losing and Geisley not playing, Worksop Town back in the playoff positions.
Again, Worksop Town taking advantage of results elsewhere. Everyone's got similar sort of records up there except for Hyde United at this moment in time. But again, Worksop just getting back from that defeat to Ilkeston Town last week, which again, they're starting to build a little bit of a good run now too. Worth watching their second goal on the MPL goal show this week as well against Stafford Rangers. A fantastic effort and worth a watch if you haven't done so far.
Well, Worksop Town now 2 points inside the playoffs in a very competitive playoff race in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Let's catch up now with the manager at Sandy Lane, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you, and a very good result on Saturday away at Stafford Rangers. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it's always good when you pick up 3 points, so it's always pleasing. It's a difficult place to go. The conditions were very tough. We had to change a little bit the way that we played. But yeah, positive result. I thought everyone played really well. Happy to come away with the 3 points.
And obviously, it's getting back to winning ways after the Ilkeston match last week. I mean, how important has this past week been? Because if I throw in the Emily result as well in the Sheffield Cup, that's essentially 12 goals in two matches there, which I'm imagining does breed a lot of confidence in the squad.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the Emily game off back of the Ilkeston came at a vital time for us just to regroup a little bit, get our heads down and try and just gain some confidence again back into the group. You know, and we did that. We trained well, obviously got through the Emily game and played well and got, you know, the goals in there, then came away with Stafford with 3 points. So it's positive. Everything's positive. This league's very tough. I know I mention it every time I keep coming on, but there's no easy games in here. So, you know, we've got to take the rough with a smooth and judge it each week.
And that's it, isn't it? I mean, when you talk about, you know, the form heading into 2024, you've got to play Gainsborough away, a defeat there, but then you beat Whitby, which is a brilliant result. Then you've got Ilkeston, who've suddenly found form. You've got to play Stafford Rangers, and they're desperate for points at the moment. So it is a cliche, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, how tricky is it to prepare for a match week in, week out in this division at the moment?
It's so difficult, and every other manager will tell you the same, especially in and around the top eight at the minute in time, because any team is probably just as level or as equal as each other on the day. Anyone can beat each other, so it's just really taking it game by game, because you know you can't get too high if you pick up 3 points, you can't get too low if you don't, because all the teams are playing each other from now to the end of the season, and we've just got to keep our heads down to keep taking game by game and try to see how many points we can get.
And just to mention as well for Jordan Burrow, because he's if we throw in the Emily match, he seems to be hitting form after scoring on his debut against FC United back in December.
Yeah. He's starting to find his feet. Obviously, he's joined us with a different style of play that we play. And, you know, it's took time a little bit to get used to it. But I've been more than pleased with Jordan. He's had chances in every single game. He's converting now. And obviously, he's going to be a big player for us.
So thanks to that win over Stafford, Worksop Town in fifth, 2 points inside the playoffs. But it's starting to stretch out a little bit, isn't it? So I imagine you'd rather be where you are now rather than where you were potentially a few weeks ago, where, what was it, separating the third down to ninth? I think it was like 2 points or something ridiculous. It is starting to stretch out. So how important is it to get a run of form going now as we head towards February?
Yeah, definitely. I think the main thing is that teams in and around there, if you keep putting back to back wins, it gives you a little bit of a free hit, you know, in the third game. And I think that's the way it's going to be from now to the end of the season. I think we've got to look at it. We're in a little bit of a mini league now, and we've got to ensure that we pick up more than the other teams in that period. That doesn't mean us against them. It means within that period and the amount of games, we've just got to keep ahead of the game on points. But it is difficult, but we're up for the challenge. It's all positive by us, and we'll stay positive and have a really good go at it.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying about that mini league, and you don't necessarily mean when you play each other, but that does take us to this weekend, where this is game of the weekend by a country mile, I think. Marine hosting Worksop Town. Massive game. I mean, what's your thoughts on this one?
Just 3 points. obviously, from people looking in, they can see the game. That's obviously, it's two teams signed the playoff positions at the minute in time. So it's an interesting one for everyone. In all honesty, you know, the way we've been approaching it, it's just 3 points. That's on offer. But, you know, it's one that obviously we want to go there and be positive. Marina, very good side. We saw him at our place, very good side. It's a tough task, but one that we're going to go there positively and, you know, and go try and go toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah, and obviously your manager's on, you take one game at a time. I understand that, but just for the listeners' benefit, then you've got Ashton United at Sandy Lane, then Radcliffe in the middle of February. I mean, talking about that mini league where you don't have to play each other, unfortunately you do in this instance. This is a tough set of games, isn't it, coming up? But I suppose they're all tough, really, like we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, our fixtures from now to the end of the season are tough, but so is everyone else's. And we don't fear anyone, and we feel that on our day we can compete against any side in this division. So we embrace every game. We're confident that we can win every game, and that's our mentality from now.
Yeah, and as we've said in this interview, inside the playoffs at the moment, we have to remember that this is Worksop's first season since promotion. So this is a very good start, to say the least, for that first half of the season. But where do you think things are heading for Worksop in this second half? Because it is awfully close for a lot of teams, but you are in a good position. So how do you see things heading into the last few months?
Yeah, I see things, again, positively, that we've put ourselves in a good position. That's down to the players, down to all the hard work and everything that they do week in, week out. So now we want to try and, you know, see it home and try and have some success this season. And success is getting in the top five, there's no doubt about that. So we've got to try and keep the foot down, try and keep, you know, not let ourselves down from all the hard work we've done, you know, in the first half of the season, and keep positive and trying to keep picking up as many points as we can. Because you look at it from a different point of view, is that, yes, we have got tough games coming up, but it's teams that, again, rightly so, you just mentioned, that's in and around us. So, you know, win, it's 3 points, but it's against your rivals, so it does make a massive difference. So we've just got to keep positive, keep attacking every game, and let's see where it takes us.
No, good stuff. And just a plug as well for the Ashton United and Radcliffe games at Sandy Lane. Just looking at the crowds, you know, obviously FC with over 1,000 there for that game, you know, close to 800 against Basford, nearly 1,000 against Ilkeston, and not too far off with Whitby as well. So decent crowds at the moment for Worksop Town. You're going to need them for those matches, though, against Ashton and Radcliffe in February.
Yes, definitely. The fans have been unbelievable. Been unbelievable since I've been there, the support that they give us. The attendances are on the up, you know, and rightly so. I think we're doing really well for the town, the community, and I think they're enjoying the football that we're producing. So all I ask is that they keep behind us. Anyone that is thinking about coming to the game, you know, come and get behind us all, and let's keep these attendances high and make our own grounds, you know, a fortress.
And last question, Craig, just about this second half of the season and how much you're looking forward to it. If we go back to the first half, you know, like I said, in fifth position, a decent trophy run, certainly a very, very good FA Cup run, as we've discussed previously this season. So it's already been a memorable campaign, but here we are with 3 months left of the season. How much you're looking forward to what's possible at Worksop?
Yeah, definitely. It's all a lot, and it's in our hands, so I'm very, you know, looking forward to it. It's exciting times, and go try and get a positive outcome at the end. So, yeah, extremely looking forward to it, and hopefully we can try and get the job done.
Good stuff. Well, Craig Parry, manager of Works Uptown, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Craig Parry there, manager of Works Uptown, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Works Uptown, 2 points inside the playoffs. Guys, they didn't play at the weekend, but they're 2 points back. They do have a game in hand. Macclesfield sitting now in seventh position, 3 points outside the playoffs. Whitby Town, they're in eighth position. They're 6 points outside the playoffs, but they do have two games in hand over Works Uptown. Whitby Town, they didn't play at the weekend. Ashton United, they too are 6 points outside the playoffs. They've got a game in hand over Works Uptown and two games in hand over Hyde United and Marine. Ashton United on Saturday, they drew 3-3 with Morpeth Town. And Morpeth Town, Jack Foley there scoring a late equaliser in that game to snatch a draw for Morpeth Town. I'm going to suggest so. I mean, we'll be hearing from Greg Lynch in a second about how Morpeth are doing, because for Morpeth, that's three games unbeaten now in the league, and as they start to look over the horizon towards the playoffs. But for Ashton United, it's an away point.
I mean, you look at what Morpeth have been doing at home this season, they've only lost twice, the top 10 of the home table at this moment in time. So it's not necessarily an unexpected result there, really. I think for Ashton United as well, just the fact you look at, again, that little bit of a playoff race starting to develop again. They've only 6 points themselves, as you mentioned before. They've got the next couple of fixtures coming up, I think, against sides around that playoff position. Yeah, so the next few weeks, they've got the likes of Macclesfield, Worksop, Guiseley and Lancaster. So their February, they could be back into that playoff race too, if the results go the way.
Well, that's Ashton United. Morpeth, they're in 12th after that draw. 9 points from the playoffs. But like I say, it's three games unbeaten now in the league, including two victories. So let's hear now from the manager at Morpeth Town. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And well, a happy Saturday in the end. A late equaliser. What a goal from Jack Foley as well to bend his head to get to that ball. A point gained there or 2 points dropped? So what's your thoughts on that 3-0 with Ashton?
Yeah, well, it's a funny one to try and sum up. Obviously, in the end, we'll definitely be happy with the point gained. But I think the manner we conceded the three goals in the first half is very disappointing. And it felt like 2 points dropped. But look, Ashton's a really good team. They're playing really well. They're up there around the playoffs at present. And the way Steve's got them set up, they're real, real good attacking outlet. In the first half, it was attack, attack, attack. I don't think anyone really wanted to defend. And we got some good areas, but it probably could have been 5 or 6-2 to Ashton, in all honesty, in the first half. I wasn't entirely happy with our shape, out of possession. But second half, we got ourselves together, and I can never, ever fault the lads' resilience and the never-say-die attitudes as different class, and we were definitely valued for the 3-3. And in the end, I think Steve said himself, 5 more minutes, I think we might have won it.
I mean, just to talk about that resilience that you touched upon there, and that you know, never say die attitude. That's been, you're on this run at the moment, barring the Whitby result over the festive period, where you have become tricky to beat, and certainly winning games as well in this run that you're on at the moment. So, what does that tell us about where your squad is as we head towards the second half of the season now?
Yeah, we're in a good place. It's 1-9. We've got another really hard game on Saturday at home to Hyde, who are flying as well. We give them a really good game down their place, where I was very disappointed. It's probably one of the games I look back at and think we should have got a point at least out of that. We had a massive chance in the dying seconds, which didn't drop right in the 6-yard box. But look, we need to be on our A game on Saturday, and that's the way we need to be. At home, we feel as if we can beat everyone, and sometimes I think that's our downfall, to be honest, because we come out and we ride at it. We want to attack, 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 and against good teams like Ashton's and Hyde's, once you get hit on the counter-attack or they get a good bit of play, you could be finding yourself 2 or 3 down. So we need to be right at it, and we need to make sure that we're ready to go on Saturday. So it's another big game, and hopefully we can continue the run that we're on.
Yeah, I was going to mention the away form, because like you say, I mean, one thing's for sure about Morpeth this season, that the home form's where it's at. But A good result away at Gainsborough, and not many teams win at the North Holm. And you picked up a draw as well at Borough Park, didn't you, against Workington? So that side of things seems to have turned a little bit as well.
Yeah, it has. Away form, something I've looked at. It's never been a strength of ours, without pleading poverty or crying about it. We every other week, we're doing three-plus-hour trips. It might be 4.5 hours from Morpeth. If I'm lucky, I get picked up the other side of Durham, so I save an hour and a half for away games. But look, it's 4 hours, 4+ hours before you even get to the ground, so it's difficult. So we've had a look at stuff. We've tweaked a few things away from home, and it's worked at present. Again, we've got Afton Colliery's away of our next away game, which is, we know, is going to be a battle. But look, we've had a look at things, we've tweaked things, and it's gone right. Sometimes it goes wrong. You never know. It's all hindsight, isn't it? But every minute it's going well, and we need to continue that, because we've probably got, I don't know, I've not looked at it, but a lot more points already this season away from home, which we got in the entirety of last season. So we just got to keep ticking along with our home form, and then anything we pick up on the road is a massive bonus.
And certainly there will be, going back to your first answer, there will be a spring in the step, won't there, after, you know, coming from 3-1 down to take the point against Ashton United. I mean, what does that tell us about your squad and its determination as well? I mean, you mentioned earlier about that never say die attitude, but that's a good attitude to have as we head towards these final few months.
Yeah, it's a funny one, because I've seen York City scored in the 97th minute or something on Tuesday night, and their chairman put something on about them scoring 6 goals in 90-plus minutes, and if it's the most in the country, and I've had a look for our fixtures, and I think we might have 6 as well in all competitions, which is incredible, really, that from losing positions, we've either drew or won games by scoring in the 90-plus minutes, which is fantastic. And it's only Whitby, we conceded at Whitby, which is a massive blow on Boxing Day, to lose 1-0. But that's what we're about. We don't give up. Even, like I said, 3-1 down on Saturday, I still had belief that we would make a game of it. And you can never think against good teams like Ashton, like you're going to get a point or 3 points. But you definitely think second half we'll score one. And if we score one before 70 minutes, we've got a real chance of getting something out of the games. And that's the way we've been. We've done it so many times, like I've just said there, this season. And hopefully, fingers crossed, it doesn't stop. The lads have got to have that belief and mentality that we've done it so many times before. If you do it 6+ times, it's not a coincidence. So we've just got to keep pushing, and we've got to try and make sure of all that we're not in them positions come the end of a game. But if we are, the other team know that we're still going to be in a game.
Now, I won't ask you if you've looked at the league table or anything like that, Craig, but I mean, you're 9 points from the playoffs, and I've been part of this mid-table pack of clubs who will they, won't they kind of thing towards the playoffs. But, you know, you're only 3 points behind the likes of Ashton United and Whitby, and not too far away from Macclesfield, and no one's ruling them out of the playoff race at this moment in time. So where do you see things for your side?
Yeah, it's probably about 15 teams. that's from second down to 16th, probably, but they're still looking up. We just got to keep ticking along. We've had another season of making, we're trying to make the club sustainable off the pitch, and try and get results on the pitch, and trying to get that blend correctly, because the hardest thing to be seen is teams like Mask, and as teams in the Northern League up in our way have had it going bust. And we've got to make sure that Morpeth Town's here for a lot of years to come. So first and foremost, we've got to make sure that side of things is correct. And we've done that over the last 2 years, where we've significantly cut the budget as such. And we've got to make sure that we're still performing on the pitch. We want fans to come to the home games first and foremost. Our home attendances, that's what we need to make sure that people come down to Saturday are seeing good performances. And I've always said that since I've been here, our home form is value for money. Whether it's a win, get beat or a draw, there's usually a lot of goals. As like I've said, there's lots of last-minute goals. So we've got to keep ticking along. And look, where you finish at the end of the season after 40 games now, with obviously Mass dropping out, but it's usually correct. So I want to be in the round there. It'd be nice to have a little sniff of the playoffs. But look, there's 15 clubs. There's clubs that are vying there for the money. There's clubs that are overachieving. And I feel as if we're probably in the round where we should be for what we've done this season. But there's no reason why a couple of wins can push up there. So look, wherever we finish, that'll be correct, and I'll be more than happy regardless.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the upcoming away game at Afferty Coles, but before then, you've obviously got Hyde United this weekend at Craig Park, and you mentioned the crowds there, a very good crowd last Saturday, just shy of 500 against Ashton United. This one should be a really good game of football, you know, two very good sides. What's your thoughts on this one this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult game. I mean, Hyde won last Saturday 5-0, and we had a lot of chance against us down their place, but I still thought we deserved a point. We've got some very good attacking players. We pick up spaces, Redshaw, Bone and McCooley out wide. And we need to make sure that we're ready for them. Again, I was expecting Gilchrist and Byrne to start for Ashton on Saturday. I know that we had injuries and Steve had changed the team around. So I might likewise for Hyde on Saturday. But we just got to make sure we're ready. We make sure we prep the lads best we can. But again, we've got to look at ourselves. We've got to make sure we do our best. And again, we'll be training tonight. In fact, we're not going in at half times thinking, oh, we need to score 2-3 goals second half to get back into the games. So we've got to make it difficult for Hyde. And again, we want to play good football. Hyde want to play good football. But we need to find that blend of getting the correct results with the performances as well.
And just a closing thought, really, just about this second part of the season now. Morpeth very much in the slipstream, there or thereabouts, just outside the top half of the table, but very much involved in this playoff race. How much are you looking forward to this challenge of the second part of the season and what's possible at the club?
Yeah, definitely. Really looking forward to it. I love what I do. Like I said, we've been doing a lot of exciting things off the pitch that's going to help on the pitch and make the club more sustainable. And that only helps us. We've got lads out on loan that are doing really well, which again is aiding us and them. And we've probably need to look at getting strengthening with one or two more players this season. We've lost obviously Will Jenkins to South Shields, which was a massive blow to us. But again, it shows that what we do with young players works. He's not the first one that's gone back or he's gone higher. So we've done well the last couple of years when me and James have been in. We've showed that in the past that we can nurture young talent and hopefully bring them through, whether that's for us or for their parent clubs. So we're going to have to go and probably get a couple more strengthen because we're one or two suspensions and injuries away. And that means that we really will be really short. So if we get a couple more bodies in, who knows? And like I said, I can never fault the lads. We give everything and we're going to lose games. Of course we are, but I know fine well we'll go down fighting and whatever happens in the second part of the season, I'll probably come back on here and say that I've been delighted and fingers crossed that's the case.
Well, Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, a big happy new year to you and everyone at Morpeth Town. All the best in the coming matches and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And I think, James, there's just one last result we need to talk about and that's a victory in a bit of a Derbyshire Nottinghamshire affair on Saturday afternoon at the new Manor Ground between Ilkeston Town and Basford United, and Ilkeston Town winning this game by 4-1. Jamie Walker scoring a hat-trick in that game. Have we ever had a weekend where there's been so many players who scored hat-tricks?
Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning, obviously, for the season so far, we're up to 18 hat-tricks in the Premier Division so far.
Wow.
But for Ilkeston Town, I think that, is it fair to say that they're packing that playoff race a little bit after the...
I think so. That's 3 straight wins in the league and they're now 8 points outside the playoffs. I mean, they're only 2 points behind Ashton United and Whitby Town, and you wouldn't rule Whitby Town or Ashton United out of the playoffs, would you?
I mean, you look at the next 4 fixtures, well, the next 5 fixtures, you take Stafford Rangers out of the equation, it's Marine, Lancaster, Maxfield, Radcliffe. 3 of them games against the playoff contenders are at home as well.
Yeah, it's been a very good set of results from Ilkeston in 2024, that's for sure. And let's hear now from the manager at the new Manor Ground, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Ian Deacon. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us and a big happy new year to you. And, well, what a result that was on Saturday, a 4-1 win over Basford United. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, so we're delighted with the result, to be honest. The team and the players executed the game plan perfectly, and yeah, to be fair, we was the dominant side for most of the game, and you know, delighted with the performance from everyone, and it's nice to get another 3 points on the board. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jamie Walker scoring a hat trick in that game, following on from his goal against Worksop a week earlier. How good was his performance?
Yeah, like I said, you know, he takes all the plaudits scoring a hat-trick, but I thought, you know, the whole team as a whole, you know, gives him the platform to do that. And yeah, delighted for him. Obviously, he's had a few goals took off him with Marska's demise in the league. And obviously, we've had some points took off as well. And I think he's galvanised a few of the lads on the team. And, you know, it's something that Jamie's capable of. He's capable of scoring the unpredictable goal, as we've seen, and then also in the six-yard box and then around it where your bread and butter is. So yeah, delighted for him to get back on the goal trail at the right time, hitting a run of form.
And just I mentioned Worksop there because it's not the first time you've played a team just across the border and in Nottinghamshire and beaten them. I mean, that result against Worksop last week, that was a phenomenal performance, and that's three straight league wins now, thrown in the FC United result as well. So heading into 2024 with a bit of a spring in your step.
Yeah, Worksop, difficult place to go. I don't think I've ever won there as a manager or as a player. So, you know, I know how difficult it is to win at that place, and, you know, delighted again with the result. We were really good for 80 minutes, and, you know, they put the pressure on the last 10 minutes and we had to defend, and it was nice to see them do that and see a game out. And, you know, they've got some character, there's some togetherness now in the dressing room, and, you know, they're coming together and gelling. So FC United, I thought, again, we probably was a better side, created more opportunities. I think they had one shot on goal all game, and we probably made them look a little bit average, to be honest. I seen their gaffer's interview after the game, and he was disappointed and said that, you know, we probably didn't have two teams just basically be pretty average, but I thought we made them look average, and the lads are gelling, and which is important, like you say, a bit of a spring in our step going into the new year, and off the back of three bad results over Christmas with kind of 750 miles round travel completed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to touch upon that festive period, what you mentioned there, Workington away and Whitby away. I mean, you did have Matlock on Boxing Day, which isn't too far, but when you throw in Whitby away and Workington away, it's a hell of a schedule, isn't it? And how tricky was that festive period, just with the travelling and the matches themselves?
Yeah, not ideal, unfortunately. Our coach company let us down at the last minute for both away trips, so we actually drove up there in cars. Yeah, so as you can imagine, two are probably the longest ones we've got to do, and it just wasn't ideal, and we had a little bit of a, you know, it's no excuse. We still have to go and play the games, and there's no excuse for losing the games in terms of our performance on the pitch, but it didn't help. So, you know, I kind of gave the lads a little bit of leeway. The Matlock game, we probably didn't deserve to lose. Johnny Margetts was the difference. He popped up at the right time in the right place, and I thought we deserved to get something out of that game. But kind of travelling those two games in cars and then having a local derby with the energy and everything that you have to put in over the festive period, it was difficult for us. And, you know, my young players learnt a lot over that course of them three games. And, you know, they took it on board and then obviously bounced back in the best way possible with kind of going in three on the bounce now, which is brilliant.
And as a result of these three straight wins in the league, you're up to 10th position now and 8 points from the playoffs. 2 points behind Ashton United and Whitby, who I think many people would say are still involved in this playoff race. So Ilkeston very much involved in it, safe to say. So where do you see things as we head towards the back end of January and early February now?
Yeah, I think these are the months where you kind of sometimes defines your season, especially in the position that a lot of teams like ourselves are in. And, you know, we've had a bit of an indifferent one over Christmas, like we spoke about, but at the same time, you know, we've had 6 points to coffers because we beat Mars twice and six goals. So, you know, you feel a little bit hard done by. But I said to the lads, you've just got to come out swinging and give it a good go. And, you know, you put them 6 points on, I think we're fifth. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to aim to try and finish as high as we can. We'd love to sneak in the playoffs. I think the lads are capable of doing it. But we're not going to take anything for granted. This league is very, very tough. And every game that you play, you have to be at your best. You have to be at 100%. You can't afford to have a day off. And, you know, there's a long way to go yet. So we're kind of taking it game by game. We're not focusing too far ahead. Just enjoying each game as it comes and then see where that takes us.
Yeah, and in the past when we've spoke, when you've been managing other clubs, this is the time of year when you start to put the results together. And when you look at Ilkeston's trajectory, it has been up and down all the way through this. But like you say, it's an upward trajectory now. So how important is that experience that you've got of these run-ins, and how tricky is it going to be, you know, getting that into the young squad that you've got to make sure they stay level-headed in these closing months?
Yeah, again, I think obviously the last two seasons at my previous club, we were 16th, I think, last year and ended up in the playoffs and winning it. And I think it's just about guiding the team and the players. And, you know, we do the hard work in training. I've had a little bit of time on the training field now with them to get them kind of up to a fitness level where they know what's expected of them and how we play. We run hard, we work hard, and you know, that's for 98 minutes if required. And it's took a little bit of time to get there, but we've got there, hopefully. We've turned the corner. And I think, yeah, like you say, it's valuable having the experience of having the run-ins, but this is a different level of football. This is a level up. I don't think you're going to have teams kind of fizzling away when they're mid-table. So it's about kind of continuing just to strive each game to be the best you can be and pick the points up. And, you know, like I said, this league's tough. Every game that you play, home or away, you know you're going to be in for a proper game of football. You have to do your homework. And yeah, it's just about keeping the lads focused on the next game, really. And that's the kind of message. And that was the message when we kind of been promoted the last couple of years, was just keep focusing on the next game. It's just another game. Get 3 points. It's just another game. And then we focus on the next one. So we never look too far ahead, and you can't change what's gone. So it's about moving forward constantly. And that's what I always try and get into the players.
And how handy is it as well that it's predominantly all Saturday matches as well, heading in towards Easter in April. So, I mean, I'm imagining after a long slog of a first half of a season, that's quite beneficial as well, having those midweek training sessions.
Yeah, 100%. I think it gives the lads, you know, enables them to have a little bit of a recovery in between games. And, you know, it's probably the beauty of the pitch that we've got in terms of state-of-the-art 4G, which is great. But at the same time, you know, it's continuing, like I said, just continue to work and graft and grind things out. And that's kind of the mentality I wanted to instill in the players. But having the time on the training pitch allows us to prepare properly. And if there's any little niggles or knocks, you know, the physio can get to work and hopefully have them fit by the week after. So yeah, it does benefit you playing, you know, not Saturday, Tuesday. So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine that plays at Mansfield, and he was saying how brutal the league is at League Two. It's kind of Saturday, Tuesday all the way through, and they're still doing it now. Games being called off. So yeah, it's, you know, I've been there myself as a player, and it's just about, like I said, just maintaining yourself sometimes. You know, if a lad's, I've got James Perch, who's 38 years old, sometimes he can only train once a week, or he comes in on the Thursday, and but given the rest he needs, is he's performing on a Saturday. But at 38, you need to be mindful of that and make sure that, you know, you don't get an injury to people like that, and managing their time and in the training field more so on the game time, because he hasn't missed a minute for us yet. So, but same with the other players, you know, it's just about managing them if they've got little bangs and knocks, and making sure we get the detailing in the week, which is great. And it allows us to focus kind of on the Saturday, which is usually historically the football day, isn't it? So.
Yeah, and it's the football day this weekend as well, away at Stafford Rangers for yourselves. Obviously, Stafford Rangers need the points, so this is going to be a very tough game. Then you've got Marine, Lancaster, Macclesfield, Radcliffe, Bamber Bridge, Hyde United. I could go on.
they don't get any easier.
No, they don't. What about Stafford Rangers then this weekend?
Yeah, again, tough game. They've had a new manager in since the last time we played them. So, you know, they actually wasn't a bad side, to be honest with you. And you know, it's again trying to exploit. They probably had a little turnover of players and new players coming in, players going out. So we'll do our homework. Obviously, we've done the homework this week, and we'll try and prepare to try and go out and win that game. But we're under no illusion going to Stafford. I've been there as a player again. It's a tough place to go. When teams are down the bottom end of the table, they're clambering for every point. You know, they're scrapping for every point. So it's going to be a tough game, as the ones that you mentioned that follow on from that are. But like I said, it's about us just trying to play our game and go there with the right mentality and to try and win the game. And, you know, it's about us just keep picking up results now and keeping momentum going. And, you know, hopefully we can do that Saturday.
And last question here, just about, you know, what we've discussed, really. I mean, it's a position you've been in before, as we've discussed this interview. How much are you looking forward to what's possible at Ilkeston Town and this playoff race? How much are you looking forward to this challenge at the club?
Yeah, 100%. That's what we do it for. You know, you want to be kind of challenging for something at the end of the season, whether it's the playoffs or you've got cup finals or whatever your remit is, but you always want to be challenging for something right up until the end and have a focus and a goal to achieve. And, you know, yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be exciting. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and, you know, there'll be teams that you probably wrote off in the league already that might have a late charge and they might sneak in the playoffs. So, you know, you're constantly looking up and you're constantly looking over your shoulder in this league. It's one of them kind of leagues, and, you know, we'll enjoy the ride. We'll give it our best shot, and hopefully we can get up to the playoff positions come the end of the season. But our focus is just solely week by week now, just trying to climb the league and win games of football game by game.
Well, Ian Deacon, manager of Ilkeston Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Ilkeston Town manager Ian Deacon there speaking to us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And, well, that was all the results from Saturday. Obviously, the weather played a big part in last weekend in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And James, we're hopeful, fingers crossed, we're going to have 10 results to talk about on next week's show. How could people, firstly, keep across all those 10 matches, but more importantly, also keep across the status of their games before setting off on Saturday? How could people keep in touch with the Northern Premier League?
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and Threads, it's Official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, no, it's been. Thank you very much.
Well, big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look ahead to this weekend's matches. The last Saturday in January 2024. And joining me for this historic occasion, it's a big welcome back and a big happy new year to Whitby Town's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm okay, Ben. Happy New Year. Nice to be back on the show.
Obviously, there was weather impacted upon the fixtures last weekend. Fingers crossed, ever the optimist, these games will be on, even if Andrew Snaith is the one doing the fixture previewing this week. And we start with the league leaders, Radcliffe. They're travelling to Bamber Bridge. Radcliffe currently with an 8-point lead up at the top of the table. And two games in hand, and Bamber Bridge, two games, two defeats back to back, which has been unlike them. Actually, they went on a decent unbeaten run. They'll be looking to get back to that this weekend, but it's a tough game.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how teams react when they suffer a really heavy defeat, as Bamber Bridge did last weekend in that 7-1 thumping from Marine. It'll be a real test. As to whether they can bounce back. I guess it tends to go one of two ways. You would think that Radcliffe certainly favourites for that one. But it's all on Bamber Bridge and to see how they respond from that setback last weekend.
Yeah, back-to-back games, taking on Geisley and Marine. It's hardly been easy games, let's say, for Bamber Bridge. No. But it was a heavy defeat, wasn't it, against Marine, as you mentioned. And Radcliffe obviously be buoyed by that victory over Macclesfield. The team in second, Warrington Rylands, this weekend they're travelling to Nottinghamshire to take on Basford United. We've not really covered the relegation places on this week's show, but Basford United 5 points above that relegation line. We'll obviously come to the games for Stafford, Atherton Coles and Bradford Park Avenue in a second, but Basford themselves coming off the back of a heavy defeat against Ilkeston last weekend.
Yeah, big game for both teams for different reasons. Both need the points. Warrington Ryan has continued to have that excellent away record. Yes, they do draw a lot of games, but still no defeats. They are the only team that are unbeaten on their travels this season in the league. I think that speaks volumes. They're very, very strong defensively. It'll be a real test of Basford, who, to be fair, aren't too bad at home. They have that pretty paltry scoring record, just 28 goals in their 27 games. So it would be a real test against such miserly opposition.
Warrington Rylands, 7 points inside the playoffs. And we'll come to why I'm mentioning that shortly because, well, I'll say it now, Geisley taking on Macclesfield this weekend in what many people would describe as game of the weekend. However, I'm going to segue and say that actually the next game is probably game of the weekend. Marine taking on Worksop Town, third hosting fifth. We've already mentioned Marine's big win last weekend away at Bamber Bridge. Worksop Town coming off the back of a very handy 2-0 victory over Stafford Rangers. Big game, this one. Very big game. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you. Yeah, two terrific sides. As we've seen, you know, they score goals, they play good football, a terrific game to what you would think on paper. And I would agree with you, actually. I do think it is the game of the day. You know, hopefully they've got the artificial pitch, which obviously won't be a problem for Worksop as they have the same at their place. So it should be set up for a terrific game of football.
Yeah, Marine after the weekend, obviously now 57 goals scored in the league. Worksop Town, 52 goals scored. Marine taking on Worksop Town this weekend. Hyde United currently the Marine Worksop Sandwich sitting in fourth position. Hyde taking on Craig Lynch's Mop of Town this weekend. It's interesting, we had Craig Lynch on the show earlier, and Hyde United obviously in the playoff positions, but Mop of, they've been getting on with it, haven't they, recently? And they're in mid-table, but only takes a few wins and suddenly, you know, you're heading up towards the top end. Morpeth currently three games unbeaten now with two victories in this run. Tough game, this one, for Hyde United, but a crucial one for Morpeth, I'm going to say, because the league table is stretching out.
Yeah, absolutely. And Morpeth with that excellent home record, just two defeats up there this season. I think it will be a very difficult one for Hyde. I have to say that, you know, Hyde have pulled things around after a bit of a tricky start to the season. I think maybe the best thing that happened to them was that 2-1 defeat to Whitby. They seem to have not looked back since then. So I think they've got a good chance, but it will be a very tough game for them. But, you know, a chance for them to maybe make some ground on the sides ahead of them, particularly Marine, who they're level on points with, and obviously, as we've mentioned, have that particularly tough game against Worksop.
Yeah, it feels like a big weekend, doesn't it, for Rylands and Hyde, with Marine taking on Worksop and Guiseley taking on Macclesfield. Guiseley currently sitting sixth. Obviously, they didn't play last weekend. 2 points outside the playoffs, but they do have a game in hand. Macclesfield smarting a little bit after the Radcliffe game. They're 3 points outside the playoffs. I mean, we mentioned it earlier, Macclesfield to Radcliffe is now 16 points. So it looks like if you're Macclesfield, if you're going to get promoted, it's going to have to be via the playoffs. Seems remarkable I'm saying that. I'm not even in February yet, but that's the dominant lead Radcliffe have got. It's a big game, to say the least. Hipster MPL show game of the weekend, there I've called it.
I think that, you know, guys, you've done so well. And they're another team that, you know, early season, they didn't start too strongly, and they've made changes, but it looks like those changes are paying off, and they're right in amongst it now. And yeah, it should be a terrific game.
Yeah, and obviously, with Guiseley taking on Macclesfield this weekend, Marine taking on Worksop, there is an opportunity, and this is where I'll come to Whitby Town. There is an opportunity for Whitby Town, Ashton United, throwing Ilkeston and Lancaster as well as Morpeth to get a bit closer to those playoff contenders. I mean, Whitby and Ashton United were there or thereabouts heading into the festive period, stretched out a little bit, but Whitby, of course, have got the games in hand. And do you want me to ask the question? I normally ask this question at this stage. I'm not even going to ask. I'm not doing it. But Whitby Town, I think, would rather have the points on the board than the games in hand. They're travelling to Workington this weekend. And we all know how difficult Borough Park is. What's your thoughts? I mean, getting the game played, I think, is the most crucial thing at this point.
Especially from a Whitby perspective, they're piling up of these games in hand. It's bad luck for Whitby that they've got a suspension to Junior Mondal, joint top goal scorer, arguably player of the season so far for them. And those three games have come at Warrington Rylands, at Worksop, and now at Workington. So, you know, three pretty tricky fixtures, to say the very least. I think the way Whitby have been going, I think they'll be delighted if they can get a point on their travels over at Borough Park on Saturday, just to kind of stop the rot a little bit, if that's not too dramatic a term to use. But they've struggled since the New Year's Day win against Ilkeston, obviously with the weather, but also those back-to-back defeats. So they'll just be, I think, delighted to get a foothold and maybe stop that losing run.
And it goes back to what we said about Morpeth as well. Same thing applies to Workington. With the league table stretching out, a win would be handy for Workington. If they are, I mean, relegation, I think, is off the agenda now for this mid-table pack, because that's really stretched out, hasn't it, since Christmas. But if it's going to be the playoffs, Workington, they need to win games like this at home.
Yeah. I was going to say, and like Morpeth as well, I don't know if it's linked with the geographical location, the long trips for some of the away teams, but they've got a terrific home record at Borough Park. Just again, just like Morpeth, two defeats at home all season in the league. It's a difficult place to go.
And 11 points outside the playoffs, Workington currently sitting in 13th. What about Ashton United? Tied with Whitby Town at the moment. And Ashton United also have games in hand over the teams above them in the league table. Like Whitby, 6 points outside the playoffs currently. Ashton United hosting Atherton Colds in what many people would describe as a derby. A kind of Greater Manchester derby this weekend. Atherton Coles, incidentally, 7 points from safety. Basford United also have a better goal difference, but Atherton Coles have 3 games in hand. It feels like games like every game now for Atherton Coles is let's get some points on the board. Tricky game for Ashton United, this. They'll be glad it's at home.
Absolutely. It will be a tricky one for Ashton. And I'm interested in, I mean, Ashton must have had maybe one or two very heavy defeats at some point in the season, because they managed to be the ninth in the table, pretty reasonable record, 10 wins, 8 draws, 6 defeats, but they've got a minus goal difference. How is that possible?
Oh, it's not as bad as Bamber Bridge. Was it Bamber Bridge last year who were in the player positions?
Yes.
A minus goal difference. it does happen, doesn't it?
But, it does. It's interesting. I mean, Ashton, you know, aside from that, I think Ashton have sort of kind of stealthily got in and around those playoff positions. But, you know, make no bones about it, they're right in the thick of it. They're like Whitby, they've got games in hand as well. The weather boss Whitby had a nice run in the FA Cup, but you know, Ashton seemed to have just snuck up there and nobody's talking about them. You know, I'm going to talk about them. I think they're right in it, and it should be a really good all Lancashire affair on Saturday.
Yeah, because if you take out the FC United defeat, one thing we can say about Ashton United is in the last 3 matches, they've drawn 2-2 with Hyde and got a late equaliser to take that point. They drew 0-0 with Warrington Rylands, and they've drawn 3-3, and I know Morpeth came from 3-1 down to take the point, but they drew 3-3 at Morpeth, which is, you know, when you put those 3 games together, they're not actually bad results then.
It suggests a bit of solidity and a bit of character, doesn't it, I think?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's Ashton United. What about Ilkeston? We had Ian Deacon on the show earlier. They're travelling to Marston Road to take on Stafford Rangers. They're the closest team in the relegation places to safety at the moment, but it is 5 points currently for Stafford Rangers to Basford United. 8 points to Gainsborough Trinity, who we'll come to. But for Ilkeston, I mean, they've 3 straight wins now in the league after that win over Basford. And they've beaten the mighty FC United, as well as Worksop, of course, in this run.
Yeah, they're another side that just seem to have reacted very well to losing at Whitby. They've never looked back.
A lot of teams thanking Whitby Town this week. That's lovely, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's delightful. It has. It's been other than that, it's been a very good new year so far for Ilson. Not too far away from the business end. Stafford Rangers, I think 5 points to adrift of Basford. I mean, it's looking a little bit brighter than it was when they had the managerial change. They'll think they have a chance. Obviously, they'll think they have a chance on Saturday as well. It's quite interesting in that relegation shake-up. It does look like it's, with obviously Mass gone, 3 from 4 there. So, Stafford will be looking at as a possibly a must-win, but they'll certainly be a lot more buoyant now than they were before the Christmas break.
Yeah, and the only reason why I brought up Gainsborough Trinity, who, you know, aren't too far away from FC United and Matlock and Bamber Bridge, and, you know, the only 4 points behind Workington, is because Gainsborough, this is their weekend where they're not playing because of the situation with Mask. I mean, like Matlock, like FC, like Whitby, Gainsborough have got games in hand. It's about fitting those games in hand in. But with them not playing, there is an opportunity for Stafford Rangers, for Atherton Coles to close that gap, which at the moment looks a bit insurmountable, but if you close the gap, you're closing the gap, aren't you? Bradford Park Avenue will be looking to close that gap too, especially with Basford playing Warrington Rylands as well. Bradford Park Avenue taking on Lancaster City this weekend. Lancaster City obviously didn't play last weekend. Bradford Park Avenue did. A heavy defeat to Hyde United. A bit like we've said about Atherton Coles and Stafford, they need to get some points on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of consistency maybe as well. Go to Macclesfield and win is tremendous. But then, you know, if you follow that up with being beaten heavily, it doesn't really do you any favours. And unlike, you know, you were talking about Atherton in that shootout at the bottom, who have games in hand, Bradford really don't. And it's an 8-point gap for them to Basford with one game in hand. We're still only midway through the season, really, but it is worrying for them. Lancaster's a funny one. It's hard to sort of, I don't feel that we quite know which way they're looking here, whether they're going to stick around in mid-table or whether they are going to be able to push on. We might just find out in the next few weeks. But they are a team with games in hand, but they are away on Saturday, and they seem to be a very different team away to home. The records are quite different. So it will be interesting to see how they apply themselves in West Yorkshire.
Yeah, 8 points from the playoffs now at Lancaster City. Last game to talk about, Matlock Town against FC United. Is this winner stays on with regards to the playoffs?
I don't know what's happened to these sides of recent weeks. You know, it wasn't that long that since people were talking about Matlock and FC at the business end, and obviously there's still a long way to go and there's games in hand, etc. But it's a funny one, Ben. I mean, they aren't ruled out completely, but yes, I think, you know, the 50p stays on the table for the winner, doesn't it? And it might just be thrown to oblivion for the loser. Could be a good game, actually. Two good sides, two good attacking sides. But a defeat there, and you're thinking, well, the season's looking a bit far away for as far as anything to salvage goes.
Yes, an important game, this one at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town taking on FC United. And speaking of FC United, they're the only show in town on Tuesday night in the league as they host Marine in a rearranged game from over the festive period. So that game on Tuesday night. But when it comes to matches, let's sign off with this one. Workington taking on Whitby Town. The battle of the legendary broadcasters in many ways. John Walsh. He's obviously going to be there for Radio Cumbria, but it's going to be some legendary commentators on the other side of the fence as well for Whitby Town. Andrew, let's have a plug for Whitby Town Radio and your coverage on Saturday for Workington against Whitby.
No problem at all, Ben. And Paul Connolly, thanks you sincerely for that comparison. Very flattering one. We're over in Cumbria. It's Whitby Town travelling to Workington. You can hear that from 3 o'clock on Whitby Town Radio. Just search on any good search engine, and even a bad one. Paul Connolly, Liam Ryder will be bringing you the best of the action from Borough Park.
Good stuff. Well, Andrew Snaith, a big thank you for taking the time out of your evening to join us on this week's show. Once again, Happy New Year to yourself and everyone at Whitby Town. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. Always a pleasure.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. And a big thank you to James earlier, as well as all the managers who've joined us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But that's it for this week's podcast. Just a reminder, we pre-record the show, so please do check social media channels before setting off to your game on Saturday afternoon. But for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.